Okay, so we did the beginning of Tosis yesterday. The truth is that there's two ways to learn the beginning of Tosis, the Shakla Vitaya and Tosis. Yesterday I was more noted to one side, but the truth is that I don't really have a achra. But I think there's two ways to learn the Tosis. What's this, the Seder Advarim, and his kashas on the parish of the Rashbam, Rashi and the Rashbam, presumably Rashi and more explicitly the Rashbam. Tosis brings from the Kuntras. We'll see later if that's exactly what Rashi is saying, but the Rashbam and Lamedov is certainly saying that way. That the Pshat in the Yudches Chodesh of Rabbi Shmuel is that you have Zriah and Gzira in the first 3 months, Zriah and Gzira in the last 3 months of the first year, Zriah and Gzira in the middle year, and Zriah and Gzira in the first 3 months of the last year. So that adds up to Yudches Chodesh. So Tosis first asks, that it should be even if we're just talking about tefillah, we're just talking about grain, you shouldn't need 18 months, 15 months should be enough. Because in the Chesed of Yudches Chodesh, it's Muchach to Metzias that you could have a Zriah and Gzira in the 3 months before Nisan, and you could have a Zriah and Gzira in the 3 months after Nisan. So if that's the case, so you don't need 18 months, you could do it all in 15 months. You could have a Zriah and Gzira before Nisan. You could have a Zriah in 3 months before Nisan, Zriah and Gzira in the 3 months after Nisan, and Zriah and Gzira in the 3 months before the next Nisan. So it's a total of Yudbeis Chodesh, of Tesvav Chodesh. So it's about 15 months. You don't need 18 months. Why does Rabbi Shmuel require 18 months? So for that, Tosis has a teretz that since it's not in the Zman Shiloh, it's not clear Tosis means the last Achila is not in the Zman Shiloh, or maybe the last Achila and the first Achila are not in the Zman Shiloh. Ain't Zman, not this is not but. The Gzira 3 months after Nisan is not in the Zman. So therefore, you need an achilah chashuva b'emzik to compensate. Right, that's clear. Then Tosis is another kasha. There's two ways to learn this second question. I'll present it first, not like I learned like yesterday, maybe simpler than yesterday. I don't think it's so much from the lashon of Tosis, but when I say it could be pshat. But then Tosis asks a different question. Tosis asks, if you learn that there was this reading, that the 3 months of the two bookend 3 months, the 3 months of the first year, the 3 months of the last year, are with a Zriah and a Gzira, then how do you understand Pei Ram and Pei Rizulta? Later on, the Gemara says that the Nafkamino, but the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is Pei Ram and Pei Rizulta. If you're talking about a Zriah and a Gzira, then Pei Rizulta must mean that there's some kind of Pei Rizulta that you could be Zriah and Gzira within a month. What kind of flora can you be Zriah and Gzira within 1 month? Wheat, for sure not. For wheat, you need 3 months. How are you going to be Zerei V'Kaiser in 1 month? What's this Pei Rizulta? Akochok, it must mean Aspasta. And that's Taka the Rashbam over there learns. That Pei Rizulta means Aspasta. That means according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're being Machzik, according to Rabbi Kiva rather, the 14 months is including Aspasta. If that's the case, then it's Muchuk that the Mishnah is envisioning a case of somebody being Machzik with Aspasta. Il Mole, if not for this cheshbon, I could have said maybe the Mishnah is not talking about aspasta. You want to be mastic with aspasta, then you can do it faster. The Mishnah is not talking. The Mishnah is talking about a guy who's not being mastic with aspasta. But since the Rashbam is learning that the first year and the last year, the Gimel Chadoshim Rishonah, the Gimel Chadoshim Bachreina, according to Rabbi Kiva, the one Chaydish Rishonah, the one Chaydish Bachreina, they're with Zriah and Gzira. So how do you have such a Pei Rizulta? What grows in a month? Aspasta, that's the Gemara Chav Chesem and Beis. The Gemara looks for a thing that grows in a month. The Gemara comes up with Aspasta. So Pei Rizulta must mean Aspasta, as the Rashbam learns. That means that the Mishnah is talking about Aspasta. In fact, Tosis, we could maybe Tosis, if the Mishnah is talking about Aspasta, so 3 months is enough. And maybe that's a simple way to learn Tosis, less complicated than I said yesterday. The Tosis is asking two different questions. First, he's asking, in a state Tfuah, in a state Lavan, you can be Machzik in 15 months. So Tosis answers, "Kem and Shein is a manchula, so you need an achilah chashuva v'emza." Then Tosis asks, "Since it's muchuch l'fida Rashbam that the Mishnah is envisioning a case of aspasta, because Pei Rizulta has to mean aspasta. So if already you're talking about aspasta, so do it in 3 months in this manchula. The Gemara says first on the base you could be machzik with aspasta in 3 months. Maybe that's this manchula." So the male, who needs 15 months? I don't need 18 months, I don't need 15 months, I don't need 14 months. All I need is 3 months. And maybe that's the pshat, and maybe that's the second kasha of Tosis. yesterday I said that I don't think it's so much mentosis, the stimulus that he's asking that aspasis should work in 3 months. That it should be enough 3 months. Tosis knows that that's not a kasha, because he could say, like the Rashba Kaka says for this question, the Rashba says, no, the Gemara Amid Beis says you can be mastic with aspasta. That's done with a soda that's a suyas for, that you can be mastic in 3 months with aspasta. That's by a soda that's made for aspasta. It's not a soda that's made for aspasta. So even if you use aspasta, you can be mastic, but you can't do it in 3 months. Maybe Tosis also knew that. But rather, Tosis is asking a different question. Tosis is asking, even if that's true, that you can only be mastic with aspasta in 3 months, if it's this manch in a soda suyul aspasta, and amish not a soda suyul aspasta, that's why you can't pack it into 3 months. But Tosis held, what's wrong? What's the difference between a soda that's a suyul aspasta and a soda that's not a suyul aspasta? The difference is that in a soda that's not a suyul aspasta, a soda that's made for tvua, if you're going to be machzik in 3 months, you're going to try to be machzik in 3 months with aspasta, ein ze zman shelo. Because ein ze zman shelo means the zman of the soda. The zman of esteilovin is to be nitzer in nissen. You're going to come in 3 months, you're going to be machzik three aspastas. That's not the zman shelo. And therefore, it's a double. And on the base, we're talking about a soda, so you last aspasta. So that's the zman shelo. But here we're talking about esteilovin. So if you're using aspasta in esteilovin, ein ze zman shelo. So you can't do it in 3 months. That's why Tosis doesn't ask. You should be able to do it in 3 months. But Tosis asks, but at the end of the day, you should be able to do it in 14 months. Why does Rabbi Akiva insist on 18 months? 14 months should be enough. Because Rabbi Akiva be'etzim agrees that aspasta is something you can be machzik with. I mean, Rabbi Shmuel on the base says that aspasta is something that be'etzim you can be machzik with. LMI, but here, since this is Telom and this is concerned that Ein says Manshula, but Tosis already established that for Ein says Manshula, you can compensate by having an Achilah Chashuva, your base Chodesh Be'emsa. So have an aspasta berishayin, an aspasta b'achrayin, and you'd be chayish b'emes to compensate for the fact that he's saying this is mashallah. But Rabbi Shmuel says no, it's not enough. You have to have 18 months, not 14 months, because he doesn't allow pay rizutli. He insists on pay a rabbah. So has that shtim, and that's really the kasha of Tosis. That's what I said. That's how I want to learn the Tosis yesterday. So if that's the case, it's like the Tosis goes b'derech binyan. First he establishes this. First he asks in a state full, you should be able to be machzik in 15 months. And he answers with the aside of Ein Zez Manshalo, that since it's Ein Zez Manshalo, you need an Achila Chashuva Bemsa. And then he says, but you should be able at least to do it in 14 months with Aspasta, because even though Aspasta is not a soda, so you'll Aspasta, so Ein Zez Manshalo, but we already said, Ein Zez Manshalo, you can have an Achila Chashuva Bemsa. So Mela, the only Gimel Chadoshim Rishayna, Gimel Chadoshim Bachrayna, it should be enough for one Chayrish Rishayna and one Chayrish Bachrayna, the way Rabbi Akiva says, why is Rabbi Shmuel Chayrish? Those are the kashas of Tosis. So Tosis answers. Tosis says, "Vanir Liri," it's the first this sort of widest line. "Vanir Liri de leboy Rabbi Shmuel she is ratu v'yitza el afilu zora harishayim ayhu." So el afilu zora harishayim ayhu yizene v'shleish chadoshim achayim afa pishalei kotsha. When Rabbi Shmuel talks about Gimel Chadoshim Bereshayna and Gimel Chadoshim Achrayna, he doesn't mean that he was Zerei and Kaitzer like the Rashba. The Gimel Chadoshim Bereshayna, he was just Kaitzer. The Zerei was done by the Bailim after Sukkot. The Bailim is in the regular Zman, the Bailim was Zerei at the beginning of the winter. It grew the whole winter. Now in Nissan, the Machzik comes and he's Kaitzer. And that's Shana Bereshayna. Likewise, Shana Achrayna. The Machzik is Zerei after Nissan. It goes for 3 months, and then he leaves, and he was never kaitzer. I mean, he didn't leave, but he was never kaitzer, and that's what we're holding. That's what we're holding. I guess now the Murakama shows up. So all the machzik did was the gimel chadoshim of growth with the ksira bereishayna, then Ezria and ksira ba'emsa, and Ezria and ksira and Ezria, but Ezria in the safe. What's the rebbech in this pshat? Rebach in this prat, that's called the chazaka, that you can be machzik with just a ksira, you can be machzik with just a zriya. It's tremendous chiddush. What's the rebach? The rebach is that it allows me to say a new pshat and pay rab and pay zutta. That we're not talking about aspasta b'cha. That the mishnah not discussing aspasta. And therefore, so if the mishnah not talking about aspasta, so the problem was before, if the mishnah not talking about aspasta, how could you have what's pshat in Rabbi Kiva? How could you have pay zutta? How could you have what can grow in a month if not aspasta? The answer is, The answer is wheat. Wheat can grow in a month, not the whole giddel. But you could be there for the last month of the growth, or the first month of the growth. Rabbi Kiva Sover, so the kitzur Taisus ben Mariach. First of all, anup shat and peiram peirzuta. Peiram peirzuta doesn't mean things that grow in a month and things that grow in 3 months, which would force us into learning into aspasta territory. We could learn. We're not talking b'chala about aspasta. The Mishnah was discussing aspasta. The Mishnah about a stilovin in which you're planting to it. And peiram peirzuta is talking about wheat, and it doesn't mean things that grow in a month. It means how much of the gidol do you have to be machzikin in order for your chazaka to count. Rabbi Yishmael says you have to be there for 3 months. You have to grow for 3 months and then you're kaitzer, or you have to be zareya and then it goes for 3 months. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's enough to have 1 month. So we took aspasta off the table. Maybe we don't have the problem of, well, we don't have the aspasta problems. But what about Taisus' first question? Okay, the aspasta problem, we got rid of. Basically, we're answering, the Mishnah is not discussing aspasta. In a chirami, if you want to use aspasta, you can do it in the field. Maybe you can do it faster. Loyal zero don't. The Mishnah is not a Mishnah about aspasta. But what about Taisus' first question? B'tesu al chadoshim sagi. The chorad had nothing to do with aspasta. That Taisus mechir from the Metzias, from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, called Fuah and Exeris Bechag. She yadua shevi shlish and shlish nafei Rosh Hashanah. Taisus already mechir from the Metzias. That you could have a zriyang seer in 3 months. By wheat, you could have a zriyang seer of wheat in 3 months. So who needs the 18 chadoshim? It's still shver, the original question of Taisus, b'tesu al chadoshim sagi. Because you could have I mean, even without the fancy footwork over here of doing a ksira without Israel, you could have 3 months for Yishayna, and you could have 3 months before Nisan, 3 months after Nisan, and 3 months before the last Nisan. Like where that kasha l'chari, the reason not answering. He's only answering the aspasta problem by saying the Mishnah is not talking about aspasta, but the original question of potential chadoshim sagi, Taisus has an answer. So what's the re going to do with that question? Let's say, Pashim Shah, what's the Rebbe going to do with that question? We'll say that he agrees with what Taisa said at the beginning, that he was never Chayzifim. Taisa said that since it's Ein Zezman Shiloh, that's still true, that Ein Zezman Shiloh, at least the Ksira Kaidim Nissen is not the Zman Shiloh. He's Zman Shiloh. Yeah, I'm not so sure that it's really true, but it's Ein Zezman Shiloh. If you can get away with just doing a Zeriah in the last year, so why can't you do, you'll have a Ksira Kaidim Nisan. Oh, but the middle one will be Ein Zezman Shiloh. In order to squeeze, here, I'll put it up on the board. What was Taisa's original question? Here's Nissen. So Taisa was asking. Let's go from right to left. You can do Gimel Chadoshim Rishayno, Gimel Chadoshim before Nissen, Gimel Chadoshim after Nissen, Gimel Chadoshim before the next Nissen. That's 15 months. So why can't you be machzik that way? So Taisus answered that this. Taisus answered. Which one is not this manshula? This one's not Zman Shiloh. Because, like Taisa said at the very, very beginning, Tfulah HaNizras Acha Nisan Shedigdele B'Gimel Chadoshim V'Ein Zman Ra'ad Nisan Habo. So this Ksira is not in the Zman. This Ksira is in the Zman. Chayr, right before Nisan, Chayr is more or less in the Zman. Maybe the Zri is not in the Zman. Not sure about the Zriya. 3 months before Nissan, that's a very late Zriya. This I'm not sure about. Not Mufur in Tosis. And then this one also, the Zriya is Kaida Nissan, Lach Lachaira is in the Zman. But maybe the Zriya 3 months before Nissan is not in the Zman. So that I'm not sure about. What's Mufur in Tosis is that this is not in the Zman. In the very beginning, if you're looking at Tosis inside, in the very, very beginning of Tosis, it says, Ein Teimo, Shei Tfuah, Nezra, Asacha, Nissin, Gdele, Begimel, Chadoshim, Ein Zman, and Nissin, Abadu. The thing that Tosis said before is not the Zman Shalom, is this Ksir over here of the middle year. So Chayr, that's, so now, going to the Ri. The Ri is Mechadish, that you don't need, this Ria, and you don't need this Ksir. You could just have this Ksira for the first. You could just be there for the Makiv HaPatish of the first crop, and you could be there for the very beginning of the last crop, and that's also called that you have three achilas. So why can't you do an Tesel Chadoshim? The first Ksira is Bizman. It's right before Nissan. The last Zriya is 3 months before Nisan. Maybe that's not in this man. Maybe 3 months before Nisan is not in this man. And this middle one is certainly not in this man. So we can say, Mela, we can say what Tosfos said at the very beginning. So we're good. So we can say that we don't have to eject. This Ri is only to answer the Aspasta problem. But as far as the Tesvo Chadoshim problem, the Ri could stick with what Tosfos said at the very beginning. That came and changed his man Shalom. One of these Achilas, at least maybe two, are not in this man. So Mela, you need an Achil Chashub of Yud Beis Chaydish Vance. But the truth is, I'm thinking that maybe Lefidari, we could say simpler. We could say that maybe Lefidari, if it's not this man, if it's Ein Zman Shelo, maybe it's no good altogether. Maybe you can only use Riyas and Tzias that are in this man. Because it's not going to machzik inshi. After all, because Lefi L'Ri, the case could be, what's the case? According to the Ri, what's the reason why Tosfos before couldn't say that? I mean, who says B'chayik be Machzik if it's not this man? Like, maybe it's just no good. Maybe if you Machzik it's not in this man, it's not admissible. The Balaam aren't expecting you to be there. It's not going to Machzik Inshi. Like, who says B'chayik be Machzik if it's not this man? The answer is because it was Muchach originally. Because Tosfos thought that the case of Yud Ches Chodesh it involves a Zriya and Ksira very shayna, and a Zriya and Ksira Bachreina. So this Ksira is not in this man. The Ksira of the last year was not in this man. It was Nisra Acha Nisin, the Ains Mana Nisin Habo. And yet we allow it. So you see that we do allow an Achila that's not in this man Shalom. So you have to say, yeah, we allow it, but only when you have an Achila Chashula Bams. But once the Ri is telling me that you don't need a Ksira in the last year, and you don't need a Zriya in the first year. So then, in the regular case of 18 months, there's nothing going on that's not this month. Everything's happening this month. The Ksira over here is happening in this month in the first year. There could be the Zriya and the Ksira in the middle year happening this month. The last year, the Zriya is happening this month. No, you're not sticking around for the Ksira. So in the Mela, we don't need to make this complicated construct that we allow a Chazoka what's not in this month, but only if you have an Achila Chashuva Yud Beis Chodesh Be'emsa. We don't need that. That's very complex. We only needed that complexity according to the Rashbam. But if the Ri, we don't need that either. We could just say that a chazaka shaloi b'zman is no good at all. So maybe the Ri is a teres not only for the aspasta kasha. The Ri is also a teres for the test of chadoshim kasha. Why can't you do it in 15 months? The answer is because it's not in the zman. If it's not in the zman, b'chal is teknish. It's b'chal no good. I think that's called upshat, according to the Ri. Yeah, so let's go back to it. That Tosfos. In Taimar, Heichi Nikash Yachse Bekol Gimel Chadoshim Yishayin Me'achayinim Ki B'yoy Me'achayinim Yishayim Yochel Likser L'Israya. What does it mean that he was Masik for 3 months and then he was Kaitzer the first year? Or he was Zoreya for what does it mean the first year? He didn't do the Zriya, but he did. He only did the Ksira, but he did it. He was machzik for 3 months. Pei Rabba, He was machzik in the gidl of 3 months, and then he was kotzer. He was machzik in the last year. He was machzik in, he was zareya, and he was machzik in the gidl of 3 months. What did he do for those 3 months? The last day he was kotzer, the first year. The first day he was zareya. But what did he do for the rest of the time? With what is it called that he was there for 3 months? Mele, if you learn like the Rashbam, that he was zareya and kotzer. So if he's zareya at the beginning and he kotzer at the end, so everything that happens in the middle is masiachas to you. That's all part of your chazaka. You're this. You were zareya. Now it's growing for you. You kotzer it. So a lot of that's called the chazaka. That's called the chazaka of 3 months. But according to the Ri, you are b'chal nazareya. So you show up to the, and you kaitzer. When are you kaitzer? The day of Erev Nissan, you kaitzer. So how's it called that you were machzik for 3 months? What were you doing for 3 months that it's called b'chal that you were machzik? So that's Tosfos. Achitema, maybe you could say shemenachis es hasadu mesachnoi. Maybe he's doing avodas in the sada. He's weeding it and he's irrigating it and he's. And then he's kaiser. In fact, Tosis, that can't be. Holy havi chazaka midi. That bechal doesn't count as a chazaka. Holy havi chazaka. I'm sorry. Holy havi chazaka midi. They have an yedom. Like come on. The holy havi chazaka. Mishum the meimer amar called shiva the carbon neilbo. Tosis says it's no good because that's like near. You're putting into the sod, you're not taking out. The Gemara says later on that nearly havi chazaka. Why is near means chavisha? If you just chayish the sod, that's not a chazaka. Says the Gemara, why? Because the Murakama says kol shiva the carbon nail b'nail. Every tooth of the plow should go into the field. Meaning the Murakama is nicho. You're just making it. The Murakama is nicho. The Murakama is not upset. Forget. You're doing something. You're doing work for the Murakama. Why should that be called a chazaka? Now, notice the Gemara that says that near is not a chazaka is talking about where you're not doing any achil at all. The Gemara is talking about you in noroshonah. The whole year, all you did was near. You let the field lie fallow. You weren't zarei, you weren't kaitzer, all you did was plow. So the Gemara says that's not called the chazok because shiva the carbon nasal above a nail. Tais is saying, in Agamara, in our case, you were kaitzer, you were zarei. You were zarei. It's just, our question is, but what else did you do to fill up the three months? So Tais assumes just like near is not a chazok when all you're doing is near. So near is not called a chazaka, even betzir if the zriya and betzir. So the Rashba's chaylik. The Rashba says that near is not a chazaka when all you do is near. Because that's poshut that the ikke chazaka is achilis peris. He brings you Yishalmi. Ikke chazaka is achilis peris. But achilis peris doesn't take up the whole year. What do you do the rest of the year? Especially in the Soda Shein Oysa Peris Todir. So what do you do the rest of the year? Achilles Paris is the harvest, but the harvest is no. The harvest is only 1 month a year. What's the rest of the time? So he brings you Yishalmi, you Menachas, you do all of the Avodas Hasodah, and all of those Avodas Hasodah they count for the Chazaka when there is an Achilo, and Nir also counts for the Chazaka when you have an Achilo, but you have to fill up the rest of the month. So just like the Yishalmi says, you can be Menachas and Oider, and I forgot all the Malachas that the Yishalmi says. So Nir is also good for that. When it's Betzir, when it culminates in Achilo, as the culmination is the Achilo. But you know, Misha Torah Rav Shabbos, Yechol Shabbos. In order to have an achilah, this farmer has to work the field the whole year, and with that, he's machzik in the field the whole year, just to do near. That's called shiva the kar v'neil v'nezel. The Rashba says the chisor of near is that you're a mahana, you're not a nene. You're only doing for the baal, you're not doing anything for yourself. But when you have an achilah basayif, so then the near, like all the other of the vaydus hasod, are mitzdar to the chazok. And you see, Tosfos doesn't have that svar. Tosfos holds that just like near is not a chazaka, that when the Gemara says that near is not a chazaka, it means, let me finish the whole thought. When the Gemara says that near is not a chazaka, it means that near is not a chazaka at all. Even when you have a ksira, but you can't use the near to be machzik as part of the chazaka b'cha. So that's one machlekes here between Tosfos and the Rashba. It needs a hazard. There's another machlekes here between Tosfos and the Rashba, which is that Tosfos holds that you can have a chazaka where all you did was a ksira. The last year, according to Tosfos, according to the Ri, all you did was Zriya. And that counts as the last Achilah. The Rashba says, how can you have a chazaka when all you did was Zriya? The Rashba's chayla. The Rashba's, if you were only Zareya, so that's like near. You were a Mahana, not a Nera. If the guy, all he did was he planted, but he never harvested, so the Balabas also has people planting for him. So you're doing, why can't the Balabas say the same thing? You're planting. Koshiva the carbon, nail of a nasal. Every seed should go into the ground. It's good for the balabais you're planting for. Now I'll come, he'll kick you out, then he'll have a. Why should he object? It's no different. The Rashba says, in principle, Zriya is no different than Nir. The chesaron with Nir is that you're a Mahana, not a Nana. So Zriya also, you're a Mahana, you're not a Nana. The Zriya is the Hazarim Bedimma, the Barina Yitzayu. The Hana is the Barina Yitzayu. The Hazarim Bedimma, you're a Mahana, not a Nana. So the same way the Balabas can say, I don't care that you're doing Nir, you're doing Nir for me. So he can say, I don't care that you're being Zerah, you're being Zerah for me. Taisus holds not that way. Taisus holds apparently Zeria could be a Chazaka, but Nir not. What's the Nekudovia? So we have two machlekas in here between. It's clear that they're connected. We can intuit right away that they're connected. We have a machlekas Taisus in the Rashba, that the Rashba holds that Nir is not a Chazaka when it's a Nir alone, because you're a Mahana, not a Nene. But Nir can certainly be part of the Chazaka that culminates in Achilo. Same way Zeria is culminates in Achilo. So the Nir culminates in Achilo. And Taisus holds Nir is not a Chazaka, period. Even when you have a ksira, it can't be part of the chazaka. And then we have another machlekes Taisa in the Rashba. That Taisa says you can have a chazaka in which one of the achilas, mistama in principle, all of the achilas, except it's hard to imagine a case. But the Taisa says if Zeria could be the last achila, mistama Zeria could be all of the achilas, except that I don't know how it would work. But our kaponim it says in Taisa that Zeria counts as an achila. So why is Zeria different than Nir? The Rashba says, Zriya is, well, how can Zriya be an Achila? How can Zriya by itself count as just as Zriya, and that's the whole Chazaka? What's the difference than when you have just Nir? So L'chayr, what this Kintusus do, is that that we have a fundamental Machlek, because we tell you in the Rashba. What's the Chisorn of, what do you have to do in order to be Machzik, and what's the Chisorn of Nir? The Rashba understood that in order to make Chaz, to be Machzik, you have to be Nana. Like he brings from the Shalom, Ikka Chazaka is Achilas Peres. The Ikka Chazaka is the Hano that you get. The Hano that you get. The Achilas Peres. The Ikka Chazaka is the Achilas Peres. Achilas Peres doesn't take up all year. So there are all kinds of other things that you do that are ancillary. As long as they culminate in Achilas Peres, that's called the Yomachzik for a year. Because everything else was leading towards the Achilas Peres. When the Gemara says that Nir is not a Chazaka, it means if you don't have an Achilas Peres, so you're a Mahana, not a Nene, so then it's not a Chazaka. And that's what it means called Shiva Dekar Nail Bava Nesel. It just means you're being a Mahana, not a Nene. That's what the words mean according to the Rashba. And Hu Adin, it's not a special din by Nir, it's true by anything else. Any other input that you put into the field that's not the Zriya that you take out of the field is under the heading of Nir. Lo Yahavi Chazaka, unless it culminates in an Achila. That's the Rashba. And Taisus apparently holds not the way. Taisus apparently holds that Chazaka is to do a Maisa Bailam. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be an Nana. Zriya is also Maisa Bailam. And Zriya is also Maisa Bailam. That's also called Gimel Achilas. Achilas doesn't mean you have to be an Nana. You do a Maisa Bailam in the field, that makes a Chazaka. Zriya is not less, Zriya is a Maisa Bailam. So if you're Zriya in the last year and then it grows as a result of that, if you were Zriya, and it grew as a result of Yisriya for 3 months, that's called the Yomachzik. I said, what's wrong with Nir? If you don't have to be an Ene, it's enough to be a Mahana, so why is Nir Lehavi Chazaka? What does it mean, Kol Shiva Dekar B'Neil B'Nezel? I think the answer is, the Taisus learns, Kol Shiva Dekar B'Neil B'Nezel does not mean that you're a Nene, you're a Mahana, not a Nene. That doesn't bother Taisus. Zriya is also a Mahana, not a Nene, and is good enough. Koshiva de Karba Nail Bav Nasal means that you're making an improvement to the land. You're Mashibiach the Sod. And that's a special Svara by Nir that you don't have by other things. But when you're Zereya, you're not improving the land. I mean, it's good for that harvest. You'll have the harvest. If not Zereya, you're not going to have the harvest. But the land is not improved, a lasting improvement. If you have land, you want to make the land more fertile. The way to make the land more fertile is not to be Zeria. On the contrary, Zeria takes fertility out of the land. That's why you have to let it lie fallow every now and then, because the Zeria and the rowing is makish the land. So Zeria is not a hashbuch of the land. It's a ma'aseh b'ayim. Again, it's a ma'aseh b'ayim. You're using the land. It's a use of the land, and every use of the land is called a chazaka. By Nir, there's a special svar that the land becomes better if it's turned over. More nutrients go in. I don't know the agronomy of it, but the land is better by the fact that it's turned over every once in a while. So there is a special svar that's mafkia from the chazaka. Normally, chazaka, every ma'aseh b'ayim should be ma'aseh chazaka. The Baalim sees it's real, he sees it's zero, he sees anything that you're doing in the land that shows Baalus should be Ma'ir Emachah. And therefore it's just, and therefore it creates a Midul Emicha and it creates a Chazoka, and however Chazoka exactly works. And Nir should also create a Chazoka because it's also Ma'is Baalim. But there's a special smara that the Baalim say, but you know what? He's doing me, but I'm getting something out of it. Even if I don't come back this year, he's making my land better. So you know what? He's a sucker. I'll let him do it. I'll let him do it. It'll be good for me. So that's mafkir. It's like you see somebody shoveling your sidewalk. So really, it's a ma'aseh ba'alim. Maybe you should say something. But if you say to yourself, if I don't say anything, my sidewalk will be shoveled. So maybe I'll just, maybe it's good to keep quiet. So al derech zeh, here you're doing hashbrachah mesod. So that's that tempts the ba'alim into silence. That's a special svara menu. So Mele Taisus holds, what's the difference if you're only doing Nir, or you're doing Nir, but Sira for Sira? Nir is a special svar that it's mufka from Chazoka. Even though it's a Maisa Bailam, the definition of Chazoka is to do a Maisa Bailam. But by Nir, where you're being Mashbiach the Sod, but the fact that you're being Mashbiach the Sod is Mafkir the Maisa Bailam. Is Mafkir the Mais, is Mafkir the Chazoka. So by Taisus lies, it makes no difference if it's a Nir that culminates in Xir, doesn't culminate in Xir. The Nir itself is not Ma'ir Mecha. But Zriya is different. Zriya is hakanat like Nir. The Rashba thought Zriya is the same thing as Nir. You're a Nenna, not you're a Mahana, not a Nenna. By Taisus, Zriya has nothing to do with Mahana. Zriya is not Mashbiach to Sodom. Only Nir is Mashbiach to Sodom. So Mele Taisus, Zriya could be a Chazoka.
Well, if you read when looking at the first 3 months of the third year,
right.
So the first month is Zriya, so that counts for the Chila.
Right.
Aren't the next 2 months of that third year just Nir?
The next 2 months, Taisus says, that's Taisus Kasha. Taisus hasn't answered the question yet. That's what he says. What did you do for the other 2 months? Nearly have a chazok. So we'll see what Taisus answers. But Taisus talk is nearly have a chazok. So what are you doing for those two after this year? What did you do? And not only near Taisus, and Menachesh and Mesake and all of these things that are like near the Yirma Shabir to Sodha. So the Baalim are happy. That's Mafkir. It's not a chazok.
Why would the Rash be chulik on the Ri though? Because Nir in the third year doesn't lead to any, like there's no other voice as Hasada in Kras, it's just as Ria, and then it's saying it can't be Nir. But why would the Rash disagree? What's it if you get to the whole Kras of
Nir? You know, that the Rash would also disagree. The Rash would say that, the Rash would say that's also no good. About it, the Rash doesn't learn like the Ri. The Rash would say that's also no good, the Ri is no good, and everything has to come. The Rashba in Echanami. That's part of what the Rashba Shita. The Rashba said it has to culminate in Xira. Zriya by itself is a Vara Nafin. And on the other hand, if it does culminate in Xira, then Nir is a Chazaka too. So Taisus answers the Yisloimar, the Gain Shachla Shachas. The case is that as it's growing, he keeps trimming off a little bit to give to his behemoths. So mainly he has a constant ishtamshus in the sun. That's if you ochel shachas in such a way that it doesn't, must be different ways to do it. If you do it in such a way that it never grows back, so then that's not going to machzik inshi. Shaykh lemer lav achzik is going to machzik inshi. Lefichach leichosh limchis. Aval ochel shachas v'inyin she'en atfu miskakelet shederech v'shnei b'nei odom ha'isim v'ayit shu yerek. While it's still green, you can trim, you can cut it a little bit, and it'll just grow. It'll grow right back. And you'll be able to give to your animals. As long as the kernel is not there yet. So that's how it could be mistired to the chazok. Then you don't have the kolshiva, you're not mashbiach the soda, but you're doing so as the grain is growing, before the kotzer, after the zriyot, before the kotzer the first year, after the zriyot the last year, that's also able to be mistired to the chazok. In fact, Taisus ubestayilon. What about in the stayilon? The boy rabbanon, the pligger Rabbi Shmuel ben Gemara, miyoyim liyoyim gimel shanim. What about in the stayilon? In the stayilon, you have to have gimel shanim miyoyim liyoyim, according to the rabbanon, the pligger later Rabbi Shmuel, meaning in the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amud. Gemara Lamed Vav Amud is Rav. Zu divrei Rabbi Shmuel, but to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, but al chachamim oimim in gimel shanim miyoyim liyoyim, even in the stayilon. No, I'm sorry, he's going on. Not Rav, Shmuel. Shmuel's Rabbanah. Rabbanah of Shmuel. Shmuel said on the din of Steilim that Gimel, that it's enough for 1 year. That Rabbi Shmuel in the mission said it's enough for 1 year. Yemaisik is Esav, and Kainis is Kaikso, and so on. And Shmuel says, but Rabbanah say, no, you need to have 3 years. So you have 3 years in the Steilun. How do you have 3 years in the Steilun? Afagat b'l'shay chosum och l'shachas. It's a new question. How do you have 3 years? You harvest the grapes. You harvest the olives. It doesn't take up the whole year. So where's the miyoyim liyoyim? What are you doing for the rest of the time? Yeah, it's the kashas tamas. It's really nothing to do with the flow of places so much. It's the kashas tamas. In a state, you learn how you machzik 3 years. But I guess since places is on the topic, so he, this is nothing to do with the read. You know, you don't need to read this. This kasha. It's the kashas tamas. How do you have gimushon miyoyim liyoyim in a state? What are you doing exactly there miyoyim liyoyim? So the Rashi would say, what do you mean? You plow, and you're menachesh, and you're mashke, and you do all of that, but it's a soda. That's what the Rashi says. You harvest bisman of the harvesting, but the rest of the year, you're busy with all the avodas of the field. But Taisus holds that's no good, that's near. The Rashi Shitosi holds, as long as you have an achilis peiros, as long as you have a hanah at the end, so then all the other input that you put into the soda is mistarif to fill up the year. But that's the sheet of Taisus, as we saw, that nearly have a chazoka, that anything that's mashbiach the karka is not a chazoka, even when there is an achilah. You can't use that as part of the chazoka. So what are you going to do? Miyoyim liyoyim, all the menachesh and mashke and so on, that's all mashbiach the field. So things that are mashbiach the field don't count for chazoka. What counts for chazoka is only things that are not mashbiach the field, the achilah. So achilah is the harvesting, but what do you do the rest of the time? So mele by stay lovan you could be ochel shachas the whole time you're trimming it, but you don't have them in the stay ilon. So what exactly do you do in the stay ilon? So taisis ikla meimik ken shazaymu ma'akev eitzim la'atzma, that he prunes the trees and he keeps the eitzim, so that's called already an achila. Pruning the trees and if you don't keep the eitzim, then you're pruning the trees and proves the sodom, but here he keeps the eitzim, so that's already called an achila. Afgav the misakim b'kach. The hobby come in here. 1 second. But he's also making the trees better. So it should be like near. But Kevin Shema'akav, Eitzim La'atzma, L'shayach L'meimra, Kol Shiva, D'kar, B'neil, Bo. Here you see something, I think you see the fair, so what we're saying is, L'fid the Rash, Toysi Yisim L'chash Betz. He's saying, Toysi L'chadish, that if you Zayimu Ma'akav, Eitzim La'atzma, that's called, that could be part of the Chazak. So that's what you do when you have a Steilim. What are you doing the whole year? You Zayimu Ma'akav, Eitzim La'atzma. You prune the trees and you keep the eitzim for yourself. So Taisus Akasha, that should be like near. Lefid the Rashba, is there even a haschola to that kasha? If the definition of Kol Shiva de Karbonel Bavanesel is that you're a mahana, not a nene, that's the problem with near. The problem with near, according to the Rashba, is that by near you're a mahana, not a nene. So is there even a mokam haschola to ask, and what about Zayim Rabakib Eitzim Lasmak? Why isn't that like near? It doesn't even make sense. What do you mean? That's not a man. That's a nana. Zayim ma'akev ha'etzim la'atzmi is a nana, not a man. Maybe you're a man too, but you're also a nana. The chison of nir, according to the Rashba, is that you're a mahana, not a nana. B'chal not relevant to zayim ma'akev ha'etzim la'atzmi. Ein haschol l'kushas ha'taisus. The Teretz is tais l'shitosom. The tais understood that the chison of nir is not that you're a mahana, not a nana. Zerei is also a mahana, not a nana, and it's a good chazok. The problem with nir is that you're improving the field. Anything that improves the field is mufka from being a chazok. So Taisus says, "Zayim ma'akev eitzim la'atzma." It's truly your ma'akev eitzim la'atzma, but you're improving the field, and improving the field is not a chazok, because the Baalim say, "I'm happy you're improving my field." So Taisus mechadish a new factor that even though improving the field is not a chazoka, but when the act of improving the field is also an achilas peiros, when the very act of improving the field is also a ma'aseh of achilas peiros, that takes off. That's mafkia, the hafka'ah of kol shiva dekarba ne'el lovenes. There's a svar kol shiva dekarba that the Baalim is not meicha if he sees you being mashbiach the field. But if the very act of being mashbiach the field is also an act of achilas peiros, so ad kedekach the Baalim is not shaisik. It's like a new svar. But the whole thing, it's a kasha in the terrorism places. Lefi the Rashba, it's not a kasha b'chala, we'll just stop babbling. What is Zayim Ma'akev Eitzim Lasmi? B'chal have to do with Nir. Nir is Nene V'loy, is Mehane V'loy Nene. Here you're Nene, here you are Nene. Again, I'm just repeating myself. Taisus Shitosim. The Chisod of Nir is not that you're a Mehane, not a Nene. That doesn't face Taisus. Zerei is that way. Mehane, not Nene. And it's a very, and you could be Machzik just with Zerei. The Chisod of Nir was Mafkia Nir from being a good Maisa Bailam. Any Maisa Bailam, Eitzim is a Chazovka. Because it's Ma'ir Mechod. The Bailam see that you're doing something in the field that's a ma'aser b'aylam. That's ma'ir. That's ma'ir. Ma'ir macha. Zerei also. It doesn't have to be necessarily being nenas. Zerei is also a ma'aser b'aylam. But by near, there's a special svar that the b'aylam is shaysik because you're being meshbiach the field. So it's a svar. It's an extra svar in the sefes. So Tosfos says a tesefes to that tesefes that even though the b'aylam is shaysik when you're meshbiach the field. But not ad kedekach when the act of being mashbich the field is itself an act of achilles peiros. Not that achilles peiros is necessary, but here where the act of improving the field is itself an act of achilles peiros because you're act of the etzim la'atzmai, so ad kedekach the balam aren't shes. So maybe it counts as part of the, it can be considered part of the chazok. Let's see about the other. I think it's a big siyur that that's the Havon and Tosfos. Koyda mevi the achsik ba v'chaygavna another etzim. The achsik ba v'chaygavna besides zayim ba'akav etzim last month. There's another etzim. The achsik ba v'chaygavna shenol v'godur es asoda v'noyel b'mafteich v'imenich adam likonis. That he closed up the field and he locked it and he didn't let anybody in. What does he mean? What is this? Does he mean, we know chazok in Kenyan chazok is no other parts. So is that what Tosfos means over here? That if you do a Kenyan chazok, that you can be machzik by doing no other parts? You can do Kenyan chazok is a, he means because it's like a Kenyan, it's a maisa bat. Why is no other parts a Kenyan chazok? Because it's a maisa bat. So Tosfos mean that the noel gadol, the being noel the gadol, is a ma'aser b'aylam and it's a good and therefore it counts as part of the chazok. How can that be? Tosfos goes on and says, "Well, let's see where it leads us. Let's say tentative pshat. That why is noel the gadol here mitzaref to the chazok? Maybe even Shtimz will be saying before it's a ma'aser b'aylam." Tosfos tells you don't need achilas peiros. All you need is a ma'aser b'aylam. No, the God there's a ma'aser b'aylam. The horaya it works for kinyan chazaka because it's a kind of ma'aser b'aylam. So maybe that's what Tosfos means here as well. Since you're noil the God there, to be noil the God there is a ma'aser b'aylam. A ma'aser b'aylam is a ma'aser chazaka. Maybe that's the pshat in Tosfos. But then let's see the hemshuch. V'adam b'gemar tzum b'may kani la. Gemara asks how you kind of saw that doesn't produce peiros at all. It's just rocky, just a rocky outcrop. So you have no way of to being echel peiros. So the moment this is, you spread peiros to dry or something on it. You use the land. So Tosfos asks, "But like how much nolav begodra? What's the worst kasha? Let's say it was nolav begodra." So Tosfos no, there ain't ilam el as elam kinei kachila bado Israel. Avon the ilam grade le mahani mibi. Nolav begodra only works when you have an achila. Or Israel, but if you have an ol v'gadra without an achila or Israel, so it doesn't work. So I don't understand. If the mile of ol v'gadra is the ma'aser b'aylam, so why is it worse than Israel? The whole shita says you don't have to be. You don't need to be eichel peiros. Israel is also good chazok because it's a ma'aser b'aylam. So ol v'gadra is also ma'aser b'aylam. So why should ol v'gadra be worse than? Why is ol v'gadra worse than Israel? I think it's mukhoch, that's not the pshat. The mile of Nova Gadr is not that it's a ma'aser b'aylam. Because even if it's true that Nova Gadr is a ma'aser b'aylam, I mean, it's not true, Nova Gadr is a ma'aser b'aylam. But you can't be Nova Gadr for 3 months. So what are you going to do every day you Nova Gadr? You stand there every day you Nova Gadr. No. It means you make it together and then you lock it up. Well, you did it every day. So it's not shy. The mile of Nova Gadr is not the ma'aser, even if it is a ma'aser b'aylam, it's a mile of b'aylam for one day. We need 3 months. The mile of Noel v'Godar is not the ma'aser b'aylam of Noel v'Godar. It's the ein maniach adam likonis. Nemes asks the lashon of Tosfos. Noel v'Godar v'lo hiniach la'adam likonis. By a regular kinyan chazoko, it doesn't say such lashon. You need Noel v'Godar parts. You don't, and it's also Maduyik in Tosfos. He didn't say parts. By kinyan chazoko, it's Noel v'Godar parts. I mean, one of the three. Noel v'Godar parts. Of here, Tosfos didn't say a word about parts. Because parts not going to help. Parts going to The point is not the ma'aseh b'adam of Noah v'gadol. The point is Noah v'gadol v'leinich l'adam likanis. The point is, I didn't let people in while the wheat was growing, and then I was kaitzer, or I was zereya and I didn't let people in. So the fact that I didn't let people in while the wheat was growing is miyaches the growth of the peyor rabbi or the peyor zutta or Shmuel Kedisli and Rabbi Akiva Kedisli is miyaches the growth to me. It grew by me and I was kaiser. Or I was zoreya and it grew by me for 3 months. So that makes it that the ksira, the maisa bailam of the ksira, is connected. I didn't let anybody in, and then I didn't let anybody in as it grew for 3 months, a peyor rabbi that could growth, and then I was kaiser. Or I was zoreya and then I didn't let anybody in. So it's miyaches that growth of the peyor rabbi or the peyor zutta to the person who was noel the gaider. But it's not a chazok in and of itself. Just the wheat growing is not a ma'aseh chayz, not a ma'aseh b'ayilam. The ma'aseh b'ayilam is the zriya. The ma'aseh b'ayilam is the tzira. If there's no zriya, no tzira, there was no ma'aseh b'ayilam. But I need the tzira should be miyuchas to the growth of 3 months. I need the zriya should be miyuchas to the growth of 3 months. So when I have a growth of 3 months that I was le'iniach l'odom li'kanes, and then I was kaitzirat, or I was arayat, and then for 3 months I wasn't iniach l'odom li'kanes, then the zriya and the tzira becomes a ma'aseh b'ayilam not only on that moment, but then it's a ma'aseh b'ayilam that's miyuchas, that's misyachas to the whole 3 months. So now I have a zriya of 3 months, and I have a tzir of 3 months, and that's it. And that's what creates the chazok of, that's what creates the chazok of Yud Ches Chodesh. That's the shittim to me. So going back to the beginning of Taisha, Taisha the Kasha, why can't you be maxic in 15 months? What do you need 18 months? Be maxic in 15 months. So bottom line now is we have two tirutzim for that Kasha. Taisha's original teretz was that since Aliva der Ashbam, Taisha's answer is that since there was a ksira shalei bizmano, in such a case the middle ksira was shalei bizmano, so maybe you need a you need an achil and chashuv yud beis chaydish b'amz. We feel it really, say even more poshut. That as riyah nekseir shalai b'zmano, b'chal doesn't count. Everything has to be b'zmano. So even the ksir has to be nissen time. So the first year, the ksir was nissen time. The second year, the ksir was nissen time. The third year, you weren't kaitzer at all. You were zereya, and you had it for 3 months. You don't have to do a ksir. But if you do a ksir, it has to be nissen. If you want to use ksir to be machzik, you have to do it in nissen. If you want to do zereya to be machzik, some you have to do it in the zman that's appropriate for zereya after nissen. There's a Rashbam. Take a look at Lamavov and Aleph. Second to last line. Rabbi Shmuel Sarov nearly have a chazok, but the context not so important for us right now. Here is not a chazok, but a gemar peri. Hilkoch tzorich gimel chadoshim reishayno, the gimel b'achayno. The b'hochi gadol pri kol tzorchim. Gimel chadoshim, the fruit can grow kol tzorchim. That's the Rashbam l'shitosu. You're actually going to harvest it. Kol tzorchim. If you place this. Feed the reed, only called Sochay. You need Peir Av and Peir Zutta. Maybe it's not ready yet to harvest, but it's enough that the Zriya was a Maisa Baila. The Rashbam goes, no, you need called Sochay because you're actually going to harvest it. Gimel Chadoshim is Zriya and a Ksir. But then he says, Sochay Gimel Chadoshim Mishayna, Gimel Bachayna, the Hochi Godel Pi called Sochay. For Yud Beis Chadoshim Behemsa, you know why you need 12 months in the middle? He's addressing the Emes Hayes' Kash at the beginning. What do you need 12 months in the middle? If Gimel Chadoshim is enough, so you have 3 months. 3 months and 3 months and 3 months is 9. Well, what do you have to have 18 months? Says the Rashbam, Yud Beis Chadoshim Behemtza, the Be'inan Ritzufim. What is Rashbam talking about? What does Ritzufim have to do with it? There's a halacha, so later on, we're going to see. One of the first sukkahs that you have to have Ritzufim. Ritzufim means you can't have every other year. You can't be maxic, you know, year one, three, and five. Okay, you need consecutive, three consecutive years. So what? So have three chadashim, and they'll be consecutive. Why can't it be? Where's the chesaron? What is the Rashbam? The Rashbam, the Chayyim is asking Taisus Gashim. Who needs 18 months? Gimel chadashim, 9 months. So what's the answer? You need Ritzufa. Just Pashub Shat. What does Rashbam mean? Just Pashub Shat. What's the translation of the words? What he means is that was axiomatic by the Rashbam, that that every chazaka has to be in a separate year. Every achila of the gimel achilas has to be in a different year. It never dawned on the Rashbam, like Taisus asks, that you should squeeze it into 15 months. 15 months or 3 months, then it's not in three different years. The 15 months. In Yud Ches Chodesh, the last 3 months are in 1 year. Then you have Yud Beis Chodesh is in year. The last 3 months are in year. When you do Yud Ches Chodesh, the first three months of the Chazakah are in year one, the end of year one. Then you have 12 months in year two. And then you have 3 months at the beginning of year three. But at least every achila is in a different year. So that's pasuk to the Rashbam that you can't ask. Let's squeeze it into 15 months. In 15 months, every achila is not going to be in, you're not going to have, the achilas will not be in, you need to have that one achila is in 2021, one achila is in 2022, the other achila is in 2020 and 23. I mean, we're not tied to January 1st. You can make your Rosh Hashanah whatever you want. But it has to be three separate years, and you'll have a chazok at the end of year one, a chazok in year two, and a chazok in year three. And that, by the Rashbam, is a dovah poshut. The Rashbam asks, though, okay, I understand the chazokas have to be in different years. But the chazok itself, how long does it take? Gimel chadoshim, you can go from Izriya to Aksira. So be machzik gimel chadoshim at the end of year one. Gimel chadoshim in the middle of year two. And Gimel Chadoshim at the end of year, and at the beginning of year three, and the rest of the time go on vacation. What do you have to hang around for 18 months? The whole Achila only takes 3 months. So do 3 months in year one, 3 months in year two, 3 months in year three, and the rest of the time, why do you have to be there? Says the Rashbam, because then it's not Ritzufim. The three Achilas have to be back to back. So Mele, you have Gimel Achilas Barishayna, and you have Gimel Achilas. Yeah, I'm sorry, you have an achila in the first year, you have an achila in the last year, and those two achilas only need 3 months. But you have to be there for the whole 12 months in the middle because you need to have contiguous, the three achilas have to be contiguous. So you have to be there for the whole 12 months in the middle to connect the gimel chadoshim berishoina to the gimel chadoshim b'achrein. It says in this Rashbam a different teretz of Taisus' kasha, Taisus' original kasha. Why do you need Yud Ches Chodesh? Why can't you have, what's this test of, why do you use Yud Ches Chodesh? You could do it in 15 months. So Taisus had fancy terutzim, since it's shalayu the ksiru, was shalayu bizmano, ain't bizmano nisan abo, so you need achil chashuva b'ensa. And we had in Tzad and Taisus, maybe if you read, you don't even need that, maybe if it's not bizmano, b'chal doesn't count. The Rashbam says a different shot entirely. He says, you need yud bez chaydish b'ensa, because the three achilas have to be in three different years. And in order for the three achilas to be in three different calendar years, again, I'm using the word calendar, you can make your own calendar, but it has to be three different years. So in order for the three achilas to be in three different years, I need and an achila takes 3 months. So nechadami, in theory, you could have 3 months at the end of 2001, 3 months in the middle of 2021, 3 months in the middle of 2022, 3 months at the beginning of 2023, but they're not going to be contiguous, not ritzufim. So mele, and you have to have that gimel achilas are taking place in three different years. So mele, it has to mele, you can't do it in less than 18 months. It says in this Rashbam a different mahalach why you have to have Yud Beis Chodesh dance. And the emes is it's mitzvah you can Rashi in the Mishnah too. Because Rashi in the Mishnah, by stay base the Rashi, the Bermasla, stay base Abal. Right, so stay base Abal, you only need 18 months. Gimel Beishayna, Gimel Vachayna, Yid Beishchaydish Vemsa. So Rashi says, towards the end of the Rashi, Harezeb Cheskis, Harezeb, Harezuch, he said, maybe more of the Rashi. I'll read the whole Rashi. Stay based on the Mistakhfex and make sure. We're not, it's not the Sugyu. Ritzufos, we'll learn about later, Ritzufos. Why is Rashi throwing in the Ritzufos? That's what Rashi means. Rashi means, why do you need the Chis Chaydash? If you can have an Achila in Gimel Chadoshim, so why do you need the Chis Chaydash? Do it in 9 Chadoshim. Or 15 Chadoshim, maybe 9 Chadoshim is not agriculturally possible. You have to do it in this, to do it in 15 Chadoshim. Like Tosfos says, what do you need 18 Chadoshim? So Rashi says, yeah, an Achila is Gimel Chadoshim, but you need Gimel Chadoshim Bishon Vishon, Gimel Chadoshim Bishon Achroina, and they have to be Ritzufim. The Gimel Achilos have to be in different years, and they have to be Ritzufim. So if they have to be Ritzufim, there's no way you can have Gimel Achilos in 3 different years and they're still going to be Ritzufim unless the middle year you fill up the whole year, so you connect the first Achila, the Achila of the first year, to the Achila of the last year. That's why you have to add Yud Ches Chadosh. Rashi is Bekitzer Kedarke, and the Rashbam is more Barichos, but it's Hainuach.
Why do you need 3 separate years?
Why do you need 3 separate years? The whole vort of Holch Yusha is that they don't care about years. That's Toshin Vizdorinish Bishtar. That's a Rava. That sounds like a Rava. Shol Shonim. We're talking here in Holch Yusha. Holch Yusha is Gimel Achilles. So what's the, how did years come in over here? So the answer is, apparently, Rashi and the Rashbam hold that even lefi holchi usha that you need gimel achilos, but that's not totally divorced from the concept of years. The gimel achilos, and then as Rashi says b'fesh, the gimel achilos. Rashi, when Rashi explains the mila of Rashi explains that the gimel chadoshim. What's the mila of an achila? So Rashi says, ein lechadam ha'irayes chaveri oichel pri ha'osi l'shana v'shaisik. Rashi calls an achila. Rashi explained, you don't have to be there the whole year because it's not Eisa Peres Tadur. You don't have to be there. It's not like tomatoes. Tomatoes, you have to be there the whole year. Here we're talking about Eino Eisa Peres Tadur. It's a wheat field. But we have to be the Gimel Chadoshim. Why do you have to be the Gimel Chadoshim? Because Gimel Chadoshim, that's the pre-Osi L'Shana. How does Shana come in? Shana. We're talking Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi says, no, it's not Rabbi Shmuel. Remember, Rashi Shita is that the Tanakhama Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. There's no separate Tanakhama and Mishnah. Rashi in the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Shmuel according to Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein lechadam sharayis chaveri oichel pri ha'osu l'shana v'shaisik." Even the feed al chiyushu that you need gimel achilos, but the definition of an achila is a pri ha'osu l'shana because it's a pri the achila of a pri ha'osu l'shana that's ma'ir the mecha. The emes is meduyik in Rashi several times. The mashal. Rashi says, Rashi says, "Sevei sabal, you need Yud Ches Chaydash. Gimel Bereshayna, Gimel Bachayna, Yud Ches Chaydash Be'emsa." So Rashi, then Rashi, then the Mishnah goes on and says, "By Medvar Maru Mistei Lovan, Aval Mistei Ilon." It's enough that you kites that you were Moser Gezesov and the Kana says Tvosa and so on. So Rashi says, "By Medvar Maru," that Rashi, "By Medvar Maru." Towards the end of the Rashi's. In the Mishnah, by medvar mamurim shetzorich yud ches chaydish l'stei beis sabal, v'stei lovan shekol peyosen ilkotem beperach echad l'fichach tzorich yimul shana. So strange Rashi, pasach v'yud ches chaydish v'siim v'gimul shana. He's talking about the same thing. He says, when do you have to have 18 months? That's in the stei lovan. Since kol peyosen ilkotem beperach echad, since there's only one harvest a year, not like in a tree field. In an orchard, you can have many harvests a year. You have the figs, you have the olives, you have the grapes. So you can have many harvests going on in a year. But in a wheat field, all the harvest for the whole field is at the same time. So he said, that's why you need 18 months. Because since kol peyosen, you'll cut them a perechecha, therefore you have to have 3 years. You don't have to have 3 years, you only need 18 months. Taisus would never use this language. 18 months is not 3 years. Terence says, Rashi, this is Shitas Rashi, that the three, even though it's 18 months, but the 18 months is 3 years, because it's the last 3 months of year one, and the first 3 months of year three, and the middle, in order, should be Ritzufim. The three achilas, even though each achila only takes up 3 months, because all you need is to do the achila. And then the Bailam see you're eating a pre-Ossi Lashani. See, you're doing the achila of the year. This field has one achila a year. And so the Bailam see that in these 3 months you're eating the pre-Ossi Lashana. But so that's called an achila. But it's only called an achila. It's the achila of that year. And then you need the achila of the next year. And then you need the achila of the third year. And they have to be ritzufim. And that's why you have to have 18 months. So the 18 months is not time 18 months. According to Tosis, 18 months is the zman that you need to do achila. Because it takes 18 months to do an achila. Ah, you could do an achila in 15 months. No, but since it's not bizmano, you need a chashuva b'ansa. It's nothing to do with shonim. You need to have three achilas. In theory, you could do it in 15 months. Maybe you could do it in 9 months if you lived in Florida, where it's like sunny all the time. But in a normal, the agriculture that we're envisioning, you can't harvest in Kislev. So you harvest in Nisan, you can harvest before Nisan, after. You could squeeze it into 15 months. It's not 3 years. Well, who needs 3 years? You need, except this is a technicality. It's not bizmano. It's not bizmano. It's not an achil chashuva. But Lefi Rashi makes no sense. You need 3 years. 18 months is 3 years. You need the achil of year one, the achil of year two, the achil of year three. Because the ma'ir of macha is an achil of a pre-Osi Lashana. So it doesn't escape the fact that you need Gimel Shana. And what's the word in Estei Ilon? Estei Ilon, you can do it in less than 3 years. Because in Estei Ilon, every Estei Ilon has a pre, since not Nilkotim Perek Echod, so Estei Ilon has a pre-Ossi Lashana of grapes, and a pre-Ossi Lashana of olives, and a pre-Ossi Lashana of what was it, olives, dates, and grapes. So each one is a pre-Ossi Lashana. The grapes is a pre-Ossi Lashana, and the olives are a pre-Ossi Lashana, and the dates are, each one is its own pre-Ossi Lashana. So there you can have Gimel Achilas in 1 year. Because each min is a separate pre-Ossi Lashana. So it's really also 3 years, except that they get superimposed one on top of the other. Since you have a set different lakitas for each min, so you have a pre-Ossi Lashana of grapes, and the same year you have a pre-Ossi Lashana of olives, and the same year, so it is Gimel Shonim, except the Gimel Shonim are all happening in the same year. Because this field has three different pre-Ossi Lashanas, but it's all tied into the cycle of a year. An achila is an achila, it's cyclical. An achila has to be an achila that's tied into the cycle. And if it's called comparison, it'll cut in perkechot, like in Estei Lovan. So in order to go through three cycles of achilas, you have to have 3 years. And in Estei Ilon, you could have three cycles of achilas all in the same year, because every different min has its own separate, its own individual cycle. So now we can ask Kashu, Lefi Rashi, how by Aspasti you machzik Gimel Chadoshim? How by an Aspasti you machzik Gimel Chadoshim? Tosis had a Kashu, technical Kashu, if you could use, Tosis is busy with technical things. If you could use Aspasti, why need 18 months? You know, 14 months? It's a fundamental. You know, actually, it's a fundamental. There's a fundamental problem with this. Tosis had his own problems with Aspasta, with his own calculations and Cheshbonos. Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, why can't he use Aspasta for the book and years and so on? Lefi Rashi, it's a fundamental problem. The Dvart is not Gimel Achilas. It's Gimel Achilas of a pre-Ossi Lashana. So how are you maxing Aspasta 3 years? And how are you doing 3 months? How are you maxing Gimel? How are you maxing with Aspasta? It's not a pre-Ossi Lashana. I think you have to say Behechuch that, in the Rashba, anyway, it says this way, that it, even in a Aspasta field, the normally Aspasta is once a year. 1 month a year they plant Aspasta and they harvest Aspasta. More than that is they don't do. It exhausts the field. Aspasta is such a thing that if you want to cram, you could fit in three Aspastas in Gimel Chadoshim. But each one is a Pi'os Lashana. Etzem, each Aspasta is a Pi'os Lashana. So Aspasta, it's sort of like a Stei Ilon, that in one field you could have three pre-Ossi Lashonas. Because each Aspasta is a pre-Ossi Lashonas. Because the norm is that an Aspasta is a pre-Ossi Lashonas. So you could cram in the Gimel Chadashim, you could cram Gimel Espastas. Al derech, that in an orchard, you could cram three pre-Oslo Lashonis into 1 year. So in Espastas, you could cram three pre-Oslo Lashonis into 3 months. But it's still be'etzim a concept of pre-Oslo Lashon. So I thought maybe there's a Rebbe here as well for something else. In our Mishnah says that by an orchard, stay ilon. So you don't need 3 years, because you have the pre-Oslo Lashon of the grapes, and the pre-Oslo Lashon of the olives, and the pre-Oslo Lashon of the dates. So in 1 year you can have three pre-Oslo Lashons, three achilos. Shmuel says in Lamed Vav, that's Zutiv Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, Amal Chacham Maimrim, that you have to have three mesikos and three gederos and three. You have to have three olive harvests and three. You need 3 years. Kids, you need 3 years. Because you have to have. You need 3 years. Shitas Rashbam is that the Rabban of Shmuel is not Rovo that you need 3 years. Al Shtar. Al Shtar. The last name is Darnish Bishtar. We went through this already. Rav said, on the aloch of 18 months, Rav said, "Zudiv Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel." About Chacham Maimi, he gimel shana miyoyim liyoyim. Rashi over there says Barichus. The Rashbam rather over there says Barichus. The Rabbanon of Rav, that's Rava. Tloshnim is Dorinish Bishtora. We don't look at the Achilas Bachal. Achilas you could do in 18 months. You need Mamish 3 years, because only after 3 years does a person throw away a shtar. But the Rav is clear in the Rashbam. That's only the Rabbanon of Rav. The Rabbanon of Rav is Ravadik. Tloshnim is Dorinish Bishtora. The Rabbanon of Shmuel is not a Ravadik Rabbanon. That's why the Rashbam says that even though normally the rule would be a Rav and Shmuel, the Aloch would be like Shmuel and Bominus. But here the Aloch is like a Rav because Rava supports Rav. And the Sugis are all like Rava. So therefore, all the Sugis that are like Rava, they support Rav. So the Aloch is like a Rav, not like Shmuel. The Smuch and the Rashbam, the Rabbanon of Rav, they need 3 years literally, and you ignore the Achilles. We don't look at the. You can't do it in 18 months, even though you have Gimel Achilas. But you need literally 36 months. That's because Tlashnim is Dorin Shbishtara. Person throws away Shtar after 36 months. Nothing to do with. Even though you maybe have a faster Achilas, doesn't matter. You need 36 months to throw away Shtar. But that's not Rabbanim of Shmuel. Rabbanim of Shmuel say that it's not totally in throwing away the Shtar. So L'chayra, so then who do the Rabbanim of Shmuel go like? They must go like Kol Chayusha. I mean, those are the two games in town. What are the two theories of Kesed Gimel Shana? We have Rava, Klashnim is Darnish Bishtara, and we have Halchi Yusha. So the Chayla Fidah Rashbam is Mokuch, that the Rabban and Shmuel are also going with Halchi Yusha, that fundamentally you need Gimel Achilas. So fundamentally you need Gimel Achilas. So why do they say that you need. So Gimel Achilas, so then Rabbi Shmuel is right. Gimel Achilas in a Steilon, you have the Achil of the Tainim, and you have the Achil of the Zaysim, and you have the Achil of the Yayin. So why does it take 3 years? Why does Shmuel say that you need 3 years? What's the nekud of it? Yeah, so there could be this other hezber, but the way we're being masbed that even if you hold chiyusha, it's not stam achilus. It's achilus. The achilus are achilus of a pre-Oslo Lashon. The achilus have to be tied. What makes it a separate achilus is that it's tied into the cycle of the shonim. Every shon is a separate achilah. Even achilas are tied in. That's the nekuda that I was saying over here. That even gimel achilas means an achila of a pre-Oslo Lashon. It's not called another achila. Otherwise, all the achilas just merge into each other. What makes it another achila is that it's tied into the cycle of the next year. So this is the pre-Oslo Lashon for this year. This is the pre-Oslo Lashon of the next year. This is the pre-Oslo Lashon of the third year. You can't squeeze it into 15 months because it's not an achila of a separate year. To be called a separate achila has to be an achila of a separate year. So maybe Rabbanu Shmuel hold. That when you have, that the Rabbanu Shmuel hold, that you can't have three pre-Oslo Lashonas in one. You can't have three if it's a pre-Oslo Lashona. Exactly what I said before, that in a Shtei Ilon, you could have three pre-Oslo Lashonas in the same field because you have three different years happening in 1 year. That's what they don't hold from. That's what the Rabbanu Shmuel don't hold from. They say you can't have if this to have three pre-Oslo Lashonas, you need 3 years. You can't have a Prios Lashana of grapes and in the same year have an Achila of a Prios Lashana of olives and in the same year have a Prios Lashana of whatever. I forget. I keep forgetting the three pairs. But whatever is fixed. You can't do all three in the same year. It's again, what opens the door to be able to say this is because even in Hochi Usha, it has to do with the cycle of years. So it's the whole, if it's only in the cycle of years, then every Achila has to be in a different year. So you have an Achila in you this year, an Achila next year, Achila the next year. But they can't be happening one on top of the other. If that's the case, so maybe we could say, I'll show you the Revach in a second. Maybe we could say that this Rabban, maybe we could say that the Rabban and Shmuel, just like the Chaylik by Estailon, and they say you can't do it in one year. Because every Prios Lashana needs a separate year. So maybe there'll also be Chaylik on the Din of Yud Ches Chedesh. Since these Rabbanim and Shmuel, even though they're Holchi Ushadik according to the, even though they're according to the Rashbam, they're a Holchi Ushadik Hashita. But their Holchi Usha says that in a pre-Hosi Lashana, each pre-Hosi Lashana needs its own year. That's where you can't have the wine and the dates, and you can't do it all in the same year because every pre-Hosi Lashana needs a separate year. So maybe, Hu Adin Vu Amido, that every pre-Hosi Lashana needs a year. So you can't have a pre-Hosi Lashana the last 3 months of year one, and then you'll have year two, and then the first 3 months of year three. And then in 18 months, it's enough, like Rabbi Shmuel said. That's Rabbi Shmuel. But maybe the Rabban and Rabbi Shmuel, the same way they hold, Rabbi Shmuel says you could also do in a Steilun, you could do it in 1 year. Because he holds that a Prios, as long as this is the one, as long as this is a Prios Lashon and I ate it, I don't have to take a year to eat it. And the Rabban of Shmuel hold, they're Holchi Ushadik. But they say, but you can't, every Prios Lashon needs a Shon. So, just like the Chaylik and Rabbi Shmuel by Estailin, which is Mefurish in Shmuel, Zut Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, but Chacham say no, in Estailin you need 3 years. So, who Adin, there'll be a Chaylik and Rabbi Shmuel about the Yud Ches Chaydish. But you can't do any Yud Ches Chaydish. There's a Revach here. Because the Gemara then asks, Ma'ika ben Rabbi Shmuel. What's the Nafkamina Alocha between the Rabban of Rabbi and the Rabban of Shmuel? And there was a Dekal Nair, Ika ben Ayah. So, a special case. So the Rashba asks, what do you mean? According to the Rashbam, there's a lot of things between them. The Rabban and the Rav is Rova. His last name is Dorian Shbishtari. There's no look at Achilles at all. The Rabban and Shmuel is Halchi Usha. So all the Nafkaminas, except for Steilin, there's lots of Nafkaminas. There's a Nafkamina for Espasta, can you be Maxic in 3 months? There's a Nafkamina, is Yud Chas Chaydish enough? All the Nafkaminas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, Nafkaminas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav is, last name is Dorian Shbishtari. So you can say 18 months is not enough, as Rav says Beferish. And Gimel Chadoshim is not enough for Espasta. You need to have 3 years. Whereas Rabbanu and Shmuel are fundamentally Holchi Usha. They have this knetch about in the Steilon that you can't do the dates and the you can't do the dates and the olives and everything in the same year. But other than that, they're basically Holchi Usha. So there's many Nafkaminis between Holchi Usha and Rava. So what is Gemara? What's Gemara looking for now? So only Dekel Nayar Yikabei Nayar. The way I'm suggesting, the answer is even in Holchi Usha, the Rabbi Shmuel's version of Holchi Usha. Is that all you need is if you eat a pre-Hosi Lashana, you don't have to take a year to do it. You eat a pre-Hosi Lashana, and that's enough. So you give a Chadosh, and the last give a Chadosh, you could eat the pre-Hosi Lashana. In the Steilon, you could eat the pre-Hosi Lashana, and the same year eat the other pre-Hosi Lashana, and the same year eat the other pre-Hosi Lashana. And that, the Rabbanim Shmuel don't hold from that. They hold, yes, it's totally in Holchi Usha, it's Holchi Usha, you don't need 36 months, literally. All you need is the pre-Hosi Lashana, but every pre-Hosi Lashana has to take up its own Shana. Meilig Mar says, so for 18 months won't be good even according to Rabban and Shmuel, and Gimel Chadoshim for Aspas also won't be good for Rabban and Shmuel. So my Ikar Ben. So what's the difference between Rabban and Shmuel and Rabban and Rab? Then it's just what's the difference if the Rabban and Shmuel hold, yes they hold from Holchi Usha, they hold this learned that from Achilas from Sharmuud, it's not learned that from Plasnim Zdorin Shmishdar. But at the end of the day, every Achila needs a year. That's the whole shita that every achila has to take up a whole year. So at the end of the day, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? In halacha lemaisa, it comes to the same thing. Lemaisa, you still need 36 months. So the maisa no dekel nairi kavinai. What's the word dekel nairi kavinai? Dekel nairo. Here we have different shatim in the Rashbam, but let's say the last part in the Rashbam. Dekel nairo means this is a dekel that its cycle is half a year. Its agricultural cycle is half a year. So here's already an afkamina. If you go with Rava, with Rava, its last name is Dorinish Bishtara. So what's the difference to the agricultural cycle? Nothing with the agricultural cycle. It has to do with when people do the taxes. It has to do with when people throw out their stores. So then it's irrelevant. But according to Shmuel, then you could say, yes, every achila has to take up the whole shana because it's a pre-osu l'shana. But that's only normal foods that their cycle is a shana. But if you have a special kind of min that it has a cycle that's half a year, then it's... Lamashal, you could have enough, maybe you could have enough community to Rabbi Shul, maybe they'll bring it out. What would be if you lived on Mars and the year there had a different length than the year here on Earth? So how many years would you have, how long would it take to do Chazok? So we're not community, Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, how long people take to throw out the stars is the same in Mars as it is on Earth. But according to Shmuel, it's Gimel Achilles of a pre-Osu L'shana. But the Shana is different than Mars than it is on Earth. Not that much different, but a little bit different. So the Shana would be different. So Al Derech said, a Dekel Naira is like a Martian Dekel. It has a hair, its Shana is half a year. So according to Rab, what's the difference? It goes with 36 months, it goes with the regular years. But according to Shmuel, a pre whose Shana is half a year, then you could be Machzik in half a year. Al Derech said, it's not going to be the first time, but most of it. It's easier in the last time. Yeah.
Or what about like the last few months after the last year? Like yesterday we said like June to September of the last year.
That's good. There, Ramban learns that's what means Dekel Naira. The point is, it's Mashmal Gemara. The whole Nafkaminas for Dekel Naira. So if it stands like that's the whole Nafkaminas for Dekel Naira. But other Nafkaminas, there's no other Nafkaminas because you need to take out. Maybe you need to take out literally the whole year. The Achila has to take up literally all year. The Rashbam's first shot is that the Dekel Naira more carved to the Ramban. The first shot in the Rashbam is that the Dekel Naira takes not half a year, but it has just a shorter year. Meaning it's still one a year, but it's from Zriya to Gzira it's faster. That's more al-Derech the Ramban. Yeah, how's that going to fit over here exactly? I'm not quite sure how it works. I mean, I think it's Al-Derech Zeb, but I don't understand the details. The first Shana of Rashbam is carved to the Ramban. That it's not twice a year, but it takes less than 3 years to produce three pairs. I don't know exactly what that means. I mean, I don't think it's like the Muslim calendar that it's like totally disconnected from the sun. It just has like a, you know, every 11 months it produces a pre, and then the next 11 months a pre, and the next 11 months a pre. It's hard to imagine. It probably is once a year, but from beginning to end, it's less time. So how would that work? Yeah, maybe I'll derech the Ramban. You have to be machzik the whole cycle. But if the cycle is shorter, then you can be machzik less. Maybe. I don't know. A little bit. We're running out of time. And a little bit. I'll leave it to Ayom to figure out on their own. You know, exactly in the details how each part in the Rashbam is going to work. But derech klal, I think this is a mahalach in the Rashbam. Because otherwise it's a very glaring problem. The Rashbam's kash is a very glaring problem. What does it mean? Ma'ikib and Rav Shmuel. This Hashemayim Beinayim. There's so much difference between Rav and Shmuel. This is Rava and this is Rabban and Dusha. All the Nafkaminis between Rava and Rabban and Dusha are Nafkaminis between Rav and Shmuel. So that's what I'm saying. That the goof of the Chiddush, the Rabban and the Shmuel is a Hol Chiyusha that's Karav to Rava. It's a Hol Chiyusha. They need Gimel Achilos, but it's a Gimel Achilos that takes 3 years. Because and it's what allows this Mahalach is because it's Muchav and Rashi and Rashbam. That they learned that the Gimel Achilos is Gimel Achilos that are tied into the yearly cycle. So Grada, in the cells, Rabbi Shmuel holds that although you have to have 3 years, but the Achil itself could be the end of the year or the beginning of the year. You don't have to take up the whole year doing the Achil. And in the orchard, you could have three Gimel Achilos Shoshana in the same year. And that's good for and that the Rabban and the Shmuel don't hold from. They say no. The Gimel Achilos are Gimel Achilos of Free Osu L'Shana, and they take 3 years. And that's exactly what he said. Aval Rabban Oimer. Rabban say no. You can't be maxing an orchard in 1 year.
Because yes, it's Gimel Achilas, but Gimel Achilas take up after the Gimel Achilas have to take up three cycles. They have to take up 3 years. So then it's almost like Rabbah. So what's the difference? It's halacha lemaisa. It's the same as Rabbah. So make him in Rav and Shmuel. Halacha make him in Rav and Shmuel. No, nafkamina is this kind of a special kind of case where you have a faster cycle. You have a kind of fruit that that its cycle is faster. So then in Rav it makes no difference. People throw out the stars. They don't care about that's mamish irrelevant. But in Halchei Usha, in Rabbanu de Shmuel, already that makes a difference. You need to take up the whole year, but the whole year means the whole cycle. If the cycle is accelerated, then the Chazok will be accelerated as well. Okay. Get your Bible here.